my job, I get to speak with many developers. And one recurring theme I see, whether it's a new developer or somebody who's been working for many years, is this feeling that they're not quite there. They're not actually a professional programmer or developer. They are secretly a charlatan. And any minute now, somebody's going to walk in with a clipboard and they're going to look at you and they'll say, there must be some mistake here because you should not be here. I don't know what you're doing here, but you have 30 seconds to get out. It's funny. It pops up over and over. And I can certainly relate to it. But if you think about it, it couldn't be a more natural feeling to have, especially in the age of social media. I can't believe I just said in the age of social media. What am I, 70? But you know what I mean, right? There was a time before social media when you weren't comparing yourself to the entire world. You were comparing yourself to those around you that you knew, likely in your small town. So the likelihood that you would be the hotshot in at least some area, some technology, some area of focus, is very high for the simple fact that the pool you're pulling from is very small. But that's no longer the case. Now, you are comparing yourself to not just everyone in your school or your college or your office or your town, but everyone across the globe. We are inundated with the success and the accomplishments of our peers. And it just wasn't something you were exposed to nearly as much, even 15 years ago. So it is a perfectly natural instinct. And by the way, it's the same thing that's leading to, at least from my understanding, is it's the same thing that's leading to increased depression among teenagers. When you add up the amount of time you spend not in person with your friends, but on social media, observing what others are doing. And then we compound the fact that people are more likely to share their successes rather than their hardships. You are left with the feeling that everyone else has an amazing life and is knocking things out of the park left and right, while you are struggling to even get a few steps ahead. So it is a perfectly natural instinct when you consider the climate we're in. But yeah, I can say I did very much relate to it, but not so much anymore. And it's not some inflated idea that I know what I'm doing, because I still feel every day like I have no clue what I'm doing. But I simply don't think about it as much anymore. Maybe because I've gotten a little older, I don't feel as much of a need to compare myself. It is very clear how many people are light years beyond me, and that's simply how it's going to be. People even half my age are light years beyond my understanding of things. But that being said, I just don't worry about it anymore. I have my projects, and if at the end of the week I look at the commits and I can say to myself, okay, we are that much better than the project was a week ago, then I'm happy. I try not to think about it beyond that. But also on top of that, if you do find yourself thinking that you're a charlatan, do remember the common workflow for almost all developers. You start a feature, you work on it, at some point you hit a roadblock or an error or an exception that you can't figure out, and you Google and you end up on Stack Overflow and you're researching, and once you figure out some idea of what the problem is, you can go back and fix the issue. And once the issue is fixed, you move on, and 5 minutes later, you rinse and repeat, right? It's not like that workflow is exclusive to newcomers or first-year developers in their new job. No, it doesn't stop. You will keep following that basic workflow. It's part of the job. I'll give you an example. Here's something as simple as possible that made me sit back and go, I don't know what to do here. Okay, at Lyricast, we have this concept of achievements, and each achievement has its own associated icon. So if you're a subscriber, you get an achievement badge. If you help this many people on the forum, you get another achievement badge. If you watch that many lessons on the site, you get another achievement badge. It's just a fun thing people like. Now, we display those next to your profile and on the forum and when you reply to a lesson as a comment. And I show those icons as SVGs. And what's useful about this versus an image tag is I can tweak those SVGs based upon the category of the achievement. So for example, an achievement that's very easy to get might be a beginner level achievement, and it has a green background. Something a little more advanced would have a yellow background, and the hardest achievements to acquire will have a red background. It's just a way to color code them based on the category. And again, with SVG, it's very simple to tweak those things, especially when you need to be dynamic. Like if you're not hovered over the icon, it should be gray background. But if you hover over it, then it should be the yellow or the green or the red. Again, with an SVG, it's very simple. So the way I render these on your profile page is with Laravel and Blade. So I will dynamically include a Blade partial where that partial simply contains the SVG. So if you would normally save it as a .svg file, you copy the contents, you rename the file to .blade.php, and then you can include it wherever you need to. And if you make it dynamic, it's a fairly clean way to pull in these achievement icons without having an HTML file that is massive due to all the SVG elements. So in my Blade file, I would say include in the views directory achievements dot, and then the icon's name will be a variable. That way you can dynamically load all of them in a for each statement. So no problem there. It works great. But then at one point I realized, okay, this needs to be a view component instead. I need a little more behavior. So I start migrating it over to a view single file component. But all of a sudden, once you get there, you remember, okay, well, I don't have Blade anymore, so I can't dynamically include the SVG in my for each. So how do I do this? I'm in a view component. I'm filtering through a list of items. For each item, I need to load the associated SVG. And I'm not just simply loading an image tag. I need to pull in that HTML for the SVG. How do I do it? And this is an example where, unless I'm an idiot and I'm missing something very basic, it does make you pause for a minute and think, oh, what am I going to do here? And I think probably what you have to do, if you want to dynamically pull those in and you don't, again, just want to muddy up your file with never-ending ship of SVG HTML, and it all looks so horrible. If you don't want to do that, I think what you may need to do is set up view components for the SVG icons. And that way, as you iterate over your items, you would reference this new SVG view component. And that component's templates would be the SVG tag in there. So I don't know if you would create, if I have 20 achievement icons, would I have to create 20 SVG view components? Maybe there's a way. I think that's what you have to do, right? And then at that point, you could use props on the view component to tweak things like the color or the size or the background color dynamically. I think that's what you have to do. But either way, it's still something very basic where you tweak it a little bit, and all of a sudden, you're a beginner again thinking, oh, I don't know how to do that. And all we're talking about is just showing an icon here, right? It's the simplest thing. But again, no matter how many years you work at this stuff, you will run into things just like that that make you pause and start having to research what exactly you should do in that scenario. And again, whether you're a beginner or you've been doing it for 10, 15, 20 years, you're still going to hit those roadblocks that make you feel like a dummy. So with that in mind, if you still worry about how to classify yourself, are you a developer? Are you a junior developer? Are you a senior developer? Are you a special engineer? Who cares? These terms are applied very, very liberally, and it doesn't matter. All that does matter, though, again, is at the end of that week, can you look back and say, I learned a couple new things, and the product I work on is now better as a result? That's the only thing that matters.